Chapter 4. A Hit and Run. The next day, Ricky and Tony arrive at school early. There's a van from the local newspaper in front of the school. Two journalists are talking to a group of students outside the school gates.
"Why are those news reporters here?"
asks Ricky, surprised.
"I don't know,"
replies Tony.
"Look, Trish, Stacy and Mr. Stockton are talking to them. Let's find out what's going on."
"Mr. Stockton, we're doing another news article about the increasing problem of crime in our high schools. Is there a lot of crime at Howard High?"
one news reporter is asking the principal. Mr. Stockton says, "No, we don't have much crime here. Sure, we have some vandalism, we have some minor discipline problems. A few students have truancy problems, but there's nothing major. I think our students feel safe here. Stacy and Trish, do you feel safe at this school?" the other reporter asks the girls.
"Yeah, usually I feel safe,"
replies Trish.
"But there are some bullies at the school."
"What exactly do you mean? What do they do?" asks the reporter.
"Well, some students are using notes and email."
But Stacy interrupts her friend.
"No, we don't have a lot of crime at our school, sir. We feel very safe here."
She frowns at Trish and whispers,
"Not yet. We don't have any proof, Trish."
Trish nods her head. She smiles at the reporters.
"Yes, all in all, we feel safe at Howard High. It's a good school."
"Well, thank you, Trish, Stacy, and Mr. Stockton, for your time," says the reporter, closing his notebook. "Don't mention it," replies the principal.
You're welcome,
say Stacy and Trish. Tony and Ricky run to catch up with Stacy and Trish.
"Hey, what did they want?"
asks Ricky.
"They're writing another story on crime in high schools, like the one in the newspaper yesterday. Remember the broken windows at school the other day?"
says Trish.
"They're trying to find out what happened, who the vandals are, and why they did it."
"So why were they asking you?"
asks Tony.
"I don't know. Maybe because we're so gorgeous,"
jokes Trish.
"Ricky, you and I have two famous girlfriends,"
he replies, and everybody laughs.
"Hey, what happened at the tryouts yesterday?"
Stacy asked then.
"Are you two on the team?"
"We're going to find out at lunchtime,"
says Ricky.
"Let's meet at the gym then,"
says Trish.
"Okay, see you there,"
replies Ricky. The four friends meet at the gym later. Tony and Ricky see two boys standing near the coach's door. Their heads are down. They're not smiling.
"Oh no,"
says Ricky.
"Eric Kaplan and John McMillan aren't on the team. Look at their faces. They're seniors too. I think they're very good players."
"Well, obviously coach doesn't agree. Keep your fingers crossed,"
says Tony.
"Let's hope we make the team."
They walk to the notice board outside Coach Bergman's door and look at the team list anxiously.
"Yahoo! Congratulations, Ricky and Tony,"
cries Trish suddenly.
"You're on the team. Look, there are your names."
"Hey, that's great,"
shouts Stacy, hugging Ricky.
"You're the best."
Eric Kaplan comes over to them.
"You were lucky this time, Caruso and Anderson,"
he says furiously.
"But remember, you're just kids. Coach made a big mistake."
And he walks away.
"Why is he so angry with you?"
asks Trish.
"I suppose it's because he's a senior, but he isn't on the team,"
replies Tony, shrugging his shoulders.
"Okay, but why is he so nasty? He's really hostile,"
says Trish, puzzled.
"Hey, forget Eric Kaplan. He's an idiot,"
says Stacy.
"Let's celebrate, guys. Let's go have pizza for lunch."
Ricky, Tony, Stacy and Trish walk out of the school towards the pizzeria, laughing and talking. Ricky turns to say something to Stacy as he steps off the curb. Suddenly, a car with dark windows comes round the corner. It speeds towards Ricky, getting faster and faster. Nobody knows whose car it is. They can't see the driver.
"Ricky, watch out!"
shouts Tony, and Stacy screams. But it's already too late. The car hits Ricky and knocks him down onto the road, then speeds off without stopping. He lies on the road. His face is white. His friends surround him.
"Ricky! Ricky, are you all right?"
cries Stacy.
"Ricky, can you hear us?"
shouts Tony. A small pool of blood is forming under Ricky's head. His eyes are closed. He doesn't reply.